Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money. And here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show. Connecting to audio so we can see Nick. You have to unmute yourself. I would ask Pablo to unmute you and maybe lift us up a little bit from the genitals. Now you are unmuted, but we cannot hear you for some reason. There we go.
Well, I wasn't talking, that's why. Now I'm talking, and you won't be able to stop me.
That's like what we like to hear.
Nick, how lovely to see you. My God, we have had...
Put my glasses on so I can see you both. It's the young lady I'm looking at, especially.
This is Catherine. Young Hi, lady. My God.
Don't change those glasses.
You need better glasses, Nick. Nick, we have...
So you're from the north of England?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah. Well, where?
Manchester, originally. But it was a long time ago. Are you Yorkshire?
Yeah. I was born in Yorkshire,
yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
For one day.
All right.
How are you doing, Nick? It's so nice to see you. You're right.
It's nice to... if it wasn't for Pablo, I'd be lying in a ditch somewhere.
Who is this? Everyone needs a Pablo, I think.
We could do one here, that's for sure.
We have had so many technical problems, Nick. We've had someone cut my internet cable, so we haven't had the internet until about 2 hours ago. All of the cameras are knackered. It's been one of those nights, so it's nice to be able to talk to you.
Were you born in Slough?
Yes, I was born in Slough.
And no, just because I used to teach in Slough.
Whereabouts did you teach? What school?
I taught at Slough and Eton and at Slough Grammar.
Now, Slough Grammar became something, didn't it? It changed its name. And I can't remember. I went to Herschel. I was a Herschel boy.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was that? When were you teaching there?
Oh, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, I started very late.
How funny. And what were you teaching? Music?
No, I was teaching French.
Ah, Catherine, would you like to conduct this interview?
Let's not. But
Catherine is fluent in French.
Well, I was once upon a time. I did French as part of a degree. Oui, je parle un petit peu. Mais ça fait longtemps que je parle pas.
Un très joli accent.
Oh, merci.
Ouais, ouais, un très joli accent.
Merci. J'habitais à Paris pour 6 mois.
Où ça?
Place d'Italie.
Très bien. Mm-hmm. Moi, j'ai habité le Pont de Sèvres pendant des années.
Ah bon. Des siècles. Mais alors, et ça fait combien de temps?
Oh, ça fait longtemps. Quand j'étais enfant, je, mes parents étaient à Paris.
Ah bon.
Ah
oui.
En fait, le français, le French was my first language.
Right. Okay.
You know, when I kicked off.
Wow.
Hang on. French was your first language?
Yeah, yeah. Because my mother married. She married a Russian first, then she married an Egyptian. Bastard. And so they only spoke French. He didn't like to speak English. She spoke terrible French. So we would sort of start sentences in French and in English and sort of backwards and forwards.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I lived in Paris till I was 7, I think. And then I was back for holidays. So the first songs I heard really were French songs.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because looking a little bit at your history, you kind of made it in France and then Spain before here, is that right?
I've never made it anywhere. I had a hit by mistake. No, it's true. I'm not asking for compliments. But I had a hit in Spain. I was number one in Spain, and I'd written this album for my mother when she died, because she was the only fan I really had. And the thing got to number one. I never got paid for it, but I toured with Leonard Cohen. I think I'm one of the only people who ever did. And that was just, you know, just mind-changing.
Wow.
So did you get to hang out with Cohen then? Or were you kind of kept separate from him?
Yeah, I mean, I was on tour for, I think, 4 days with him. But it was just, you know, sometimes you do things that they just sort of concertinaed in, and he changed the way I sang completely. I mean, I used to, when I went on tour with him, I'd never had a hit. We had audiences of 5,000. I never sang to more than about 50.
Yeah.
And so I was terrified. But he liked my songs. He said, you've got to listen to the audience. They send their own electricity. And then when the two of you meet up, you get a great concert. Mm. And I changed the way I sang from that moment.
I discovered you by accident. One of your songs was recommended to me on Spotify. You know, Spotify is good and bad, but every Monday it creates a playlist for me. And half of it is stuff I'm not interested in and get chucked out. And half of it is amazing. And there was a track from The Nightmare of J.B. Stanislas. And it was Can I Stay With You? And Hello? I could not believe I'd never heard it before. It was amazing. I instantly went to the album. My God, Nick, that's, you know, I thought I discovered all of the lost records that they were. That album is incredible, but sold like 20 copies or something. Am I right?
Yeah. But I mean, Can I Stay With You? I only heard about Spotify last year, and I find out that it's been listened to 400,000 times. Can you believe it?
Mm.
That's just that one track.
Mm.
The others, which are much better, not so much. But it's good. It's good.
But so tell me about that. 1968. How old were you? How did it come about?
I was singing. I was at Warwick University, and I was sort of busking in Saint-Tropez and places, and. A friend of my mother's knew the director of a record label called Disques Z, which is a pretty big label in Paris. And so she arranged a meeting with him, and he was a miserable sort of, you know, he had blonde hair, and I shouldn't be nasty because he killed himself in the end, but he sat there sort of scowling at me, and he said, "Whoa, what have you got for me?" And I left my guitar outside, I didn't want to bring it in. So I brought the guitar and I sang him Deeper Tones of Blue, which is my best song, but really. He said, okay, he pulled out a contract. He said, have you got other songs like that? I said, yes, of course. He said, sign here, we'll make an album.
Wow.
That was it.
And it's beautiful. It's this kind of Baroque. I kept sending Catherine tracks going, here's another one. Wheel of Fortune is the...
That's the one that got you, isn't it?
That's the one for me. I played that one for an hour on a loop because it's just kind of circular.
Really,
it just goes
really
around. It's hypnotic. It's stunning. It reminds me a bit of Forever Changes, you know, Arthur Lee in Love.
But
apart from that, it's unlike... There's a hint of kind of Syd Barrett, Floyd, a hint, but just this wonderful Baroque harpsichord, choral. It's incredible, man.
Well, that was the arranger, the Baroque business. Do you want me to tell you the story of the song?
Yeah, please do.
I was at boarding school. And every end of term, we had a treat. So we were taken either to the theatre or to the cinema or to a fairground. And the guy who took us was the housemaster, who was an absolute sadistic bastard. He used to beat us till we bled. Anyway, so we went to the fairground. So I put him in the song. He's Big Bill who goes around and drops 1,000 feet to the ground. That's why I wrote it. And... So it's a true, kind of semi-true story.
What, the album, you know, it kind of got rediscovered in the 90s, but what did you feel when it came out? Did you think, this is it? I'm going to be a big pop star? Or what were your thoughts?
No, so I never really liked the album, you know. Wow. I mean, when the thing never came out, I kept going around the shops looking for it. And then the final time I went, they said, oh, go on the Champs-Élysées, it's there. So I get to the Champs-Élysées, go to this big record store, records come to Nick, and it's Nick fucking Drake. So I went back to them. I said, that's it. I don't want to hear from you again. I'm going. And I did. I went traveling for 15 years. Some songs like Deep Return to Blue came to me. I was about to be kicked out of France for military service. I didn't want to do it. And, it just came to me out of the sky, and that's the thing. I knew I'd always have that in my back pocket. I knew I had this beautiful song that was there. Yeah. It was kind of a gift, I think. So there were a few good songs on there, but I didn't like the orchestrations particularly. You know, right. I mean, and also they turned down. I played guitar on all of them, and they turned it right down. You couldn't hear it on right. nearly all of them. We did a new version, re-release with Tapet Records, who were very good. And apparently, you can hear the guitar there. I haven't got a record player, so I can't hear it. But
did you care? I mean, obviously you cared about the music, but were you disappointed? You know, was it just... What am I trying to ask? You know, was it just it's something that happened to you as a young man? You thought, stuff this, I'm going to go off and live a different life.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But, I mean, the thing was, I could never stop writing.
Right.
I'd always come back and write. You know, and I'd write other songs, and I mean, I wrote six albums, or you know, which is not huge, but it's not bad. Mm.
It's not bad.
Do you want me to play you a song, please?
I'd love you to play us a song. Yeah. I didn't.
Do you want me to play you?
We played. You sent me over some live some stuff that you've done, and we just played "Can I Stay with You." But I would, if you want to play us a song, I would.
That'd be wonderful.
I'll pay you this song. I'll go now.
Thank you. Isn't he lovely? Isn't he lovely? This is great. Honestly, go on Spotify, dear listener. Nick Garry, GARRIE. And it's just a joy. Right, I'm going to shut up. Here we go.
Can you hear it?
Yes, perfectly.
Can you hear the guitar?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You told me that you loved me once. It was in the middle of the night. And you said we'd be together and it would all turn out all right. But now you're leaving me. Oh, you're leaving me. And my heart will never mend. And my heart will never mend. I said that if your illness comes back, I'll be right there by your side. And your smile held your arms out open wide. Now you're leaving me. Oh, you're leaving me. And my heart will never mend. And my heart will never mend. I wandered like a child across a lonely windswept land, and I fell into your arms and you said, I understand. Now you're leaving me. Oh, you're leaving me. And my heart will never mend. And my heart will never mend.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's great.
Is that all right?
No, that's all right. That'll do. That'll do.
That was
that's
glorious.
Fantastic.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You got the album got kind of picked up in the 90s, didn't it? It got rediscovered, the Stanislas. It got the people kind of got turned onto it.
Yeah.
What was that
I mean, it's,
like?
It's still, it's ridiculous. You know, I had mixed feelings about it, really, because I wasn't that keen on the album, if I'm honest. But I knew there were good songs on there. And so, you know, I like to sing a song like I did just now, you know, just natural.
Yeah.
If I played you Deep in Terms of Blue, you'd understand, you know, that. Right from the heart. I don't need a whole load of stuff behind it.
Do you feel that gets in the way? You feel that that takes away from what you're trying to do?
Yeah. Yeah, often it does. It takes you down a different road. And whereas if I've just got there, I mean, the only thing that was, I played the harmonica on that song at the end. So that's, I missed that, but otherwise, no.
What was this? I saw a lovely concert.
The last album I made was just
Sorry, Nick, I was saying I saw a lovely concert that you did in some caves.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible that was setting, lovely. Like this magical cave with, like, I guess a lake in there and stuff. What was that for?
I had this sort of Spanish agent who's pretty bloody useless, and he came up with the caves. And I missed the plane, you know, slept in the hotel about 2 hours. But it's caves. There's a sort of long waterway, you know, about three miles. So the punters come along in boats, in wooden boats. And then they moor up just near where there's a pontoon with a stage. And you sing in one of the boats with this grumpy oarsman. It's great. I mean, the sound is just phenomenal. I've never had any sound like it. Mm. It's just so natural. And when I was doing it, the people they were just, it was just, you know, a bunch of people, you know, families, grandparents, kids, and I watched people quite carefully. I was watching them climbing out of the boats, and I thought, so I finished with Que Sera, and the whole place was rocking, you know, and it was great, really, really good.
And it's
good. I mean, it's
one of the recurring themes here.
Sorry?
One of the recurring themes on our show is the band, the BMX Bandits. They seem to, because we've had Douglas Anderson.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
We've had Douglas Anderson on talking about the BMX Bandits. Someone phoned up and sung one of their songs. And of course, you worked with Douglas Stewart from the BMX Bandits and members of Teenage Fan Club and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was the biggest fan I had. I didn't know, and he's been a really good friend, you know, over the years. And I think he put me onto Douglas Anderson's a fan of mine as well. I didn't know, but he is.
I worked with him years ago. Yeah. Dougie. I worked with him. We did a show together years ago, and he's a guest. We always get Dougie on because he can talk for Scotland.
Oh, we just start him up and sit back. You
and
know.
And a lot of our chat when he was on was about you.
Yeah.
and he was saying, really? Yeah. Because I just that day or the day before, I think, kind of found you, and he was going, I love Nick Gary. I've seen him here and here, and you know, and so we had a long old chat about you. Is that funny?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Dougie, I really love him because he's, you know, he's been through life. He's been through, in and out of the ringers. And I just like him, yeah. And when I did this album called 49 Islands and Gardens, just after I got divorced, and he didn't produce the whole thing, but he was pretty influential on most of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And you're still doing...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, at 71, you're still kind of working a lot because you do a lot of Facebook live streams from a beautiful garden and or from your house. And it must be, I would imagine it's odd that, you know, 50 years since that first album, years away from the business, managing ski resorts and travelling and doing whatever, and teaching. And yet, you know, people still want to hear you. People still get excited when you, as we did, when you pick up a guitar and sing a song.
Yeah, I've always loved to sing. And, you know, I play in care for the last five years. I play in care homes for folks with dementia. I played in one last week. It's a hospital for people with... substance abuse problems, you know, and I do another one with adults with you know, quite severe autism, and I love it because obviously I don't do any of my own stuff there, but I just love to sing, and if I'm honest, I'm a better singer now than I certainly was, you know, when I was 20.
Right. Yeah.
Because I was too, you know, if you listen to Stanislas, I was too shy, too, you know, it's a weedy little voice, whereas now I know what I'm doing. I mean, if people don't like the song, then that's I accept that too. I've got old enough to accept that now.
Mm. How are you finding the whole lockdown thing? Are you okay with it?
I was great with it because I started doing a lot of like you say, online stuff, which I've never really done before.
Yeah,
and it was really good.
Yeah,
you know, people would write really really sweet things, and I could tell it was making their day better, you know. Mm. But it just got, you know, I can't just keep on sort of sticking my fat face in front of everybody and singing my songs, you know. There's got to be a limit. What I'm hoping to do is, this is one last aim before I croak it, is to make an album of the best of Nick Gary, you know. Because most people just know Stanislas. So yeah. They don't know I've got some songs that are, you know, better than Stanislas. So, I mean, when I do, I did a tour of Spain just before the bloody COVID thing started, and it was terrific. You know, I played an hour and a half, my best sort of 20, 25 songs, and it was good. So I'd like to do that, do it live, and then go on a tour and go, whoever will have me. I know that the Spanish will have me, and the Norwegians will too. New York would, because I played there quite a bit, but I don't really fancy going there with the current climate.
It's all a bit much. I'm tired of it now. Get us a vaccine. Let's. Although saying that, Catherine and I went to a concert last night. Our first concert since February. It's a lovely singer. Do you know the singer songwriter Narina Palo?
Yes, I think I do. I recognise the surname. Yeah,
she's great. Kind of very influenced by kind of Kate Bush and Tori Amos. She's brilliant. And we went to a lovely little cabaret. There was about 35 other people there. Yeah. We're all sat at tables. You know, it's me and Catherine, and then there was space, and then another table, and the bar staff came to you, and it was lovely.
It was almost normal, Nick. Yeah. Almost.
I didn't think I was going to go to a concert again until we had a vaccine, mm-hmm. and this was testing the water. So it can work. It can work when it's done like that.
And it might help people like me or smaller artists who have a small following. When I did the tour of Spain, I started in Madrid and I played in a thing called the Berlin Club, which is quite a big indie club. And I did the radio show in the afternoon. Then in the evening, I came on. There were 100 people sitting there. And when I came on, they all stood up and clapped. I mean, incredible.
Is this your...
But the club could have held 500.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could just keep doing things for 100, or I'd be fine.
Is this your first ever Zoom call, Nick?
Yeah. Why am I doing it all wrong?
No, you're doing it brilliantly. We
feel very honoured that you would try it out with us and we'd be the first people.
I was telling Catherine, Nick is almost as technologically incompetent as me.
You're doing way better. I mean, we've done how many Zoom calls? I still always get it wrong.
Oh, God, we've had a nightmare with stuff. But it was going, do I have to download this Zoom then? I was thinking, oh, God, this is never going to happen. You're doing it brilliantly, Nick.
It's not going to happen. No, Pablo did it. He did it. I mean,
we need.
And he's gone off.
So
Catherine, Catherine, my sister is called Catherine.
Okay, that's great. It's a good name. Yeah. It's a good name. So
it's a good name. Yeah.
When you went to Spain, did you speak? Because I did French and Spanish. So did you go to? Did you speak Spanish on the radio, or do they speak to you in English? How does it work?
Yeah, I speak my rotten Spanish, you know. Because I'm bilingual with French.
Yeah.
I get by.
You can have a go, yeah. I expect they find it very charming anyway, I think. When English people have a try, they do tend to appreciate it. Yeah, 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 definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe the Spanish more than the French. The French are a little bit more kind of, I think it's better if you speak English.
Oh, the French. Yeah, I know. Catherine, where did you do your languages at uni?
Yeah, I did French and Spanish at Nottingham. So I did 6 months at the Institut Britannique in Paris, and I did 6 months in the University of Zaragoza. But my best friend...
Nottingham was a good...
Yeah, Nottingham's excellent. But the reason I did... Go on. The reason I did Spanish is because I was good at French, not so good at Spanish. I started Spanish later. I was about to fail it and I went on the Spanish exchange and I was put with this girl in Seville, in the middle of nowhere, a little village outside Seville, where there was no other English kids were going there, and it was sink or swim. And we're still friends now. She's like godmother to my children and vice versa. We just landed on our feet and neither of us could really communicate in each other's languages, but we learnt together. And so I ended up doing...
My youngest daughter, Ellie, she's on some of the videos. She's blonde and, very, you know, full of it. And she did European English and European stuff at Nottingham.
Uh-huh.
And after the divorce, I used to speak about Nick Carew, and the kids would just take the piss and say, oh, shut up, we're not interested in you. So I go off and sell. And anyway, she was in her last year at Nottingham, and she had to write a paper on... folk music in the 60s, you know, 60s protest stuff. So I told her, you know, what I knew, and she put my name down on the paper, and her tutor said, "What's this? How do you know Nick Gary?" She said, "He's my dad."
I know him really well.
So she got 4 marks for that, and then she started asking questions about the songs and blah 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 blah. Uh-huh.
I think it's lovely. I'm not as familiar with the rest of your stuff. I have listened to it, and I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, diving into it even more. But I think it's amazing that even, you know, 52 years later, I know a lot of late 60s music. That's kind of my era. You know, I'm a big Beach Boys, Beatles, you know, kind of love fan. But for an album to just pop out that is so, and I know you think it's perhaps overproduced, but it's so beautiful, and it's got so many good melodies in it, you know, and so many hooks. 52 years later, it's still astounding people. That's not bad going, man.
I better give you a big burst of Can I Stay With You?
Go on, it sounds like a huge song.
You know what? I'll tell you the story. Not a lot of people know that. I went to Warwick University, and I was doing my finals, and I'd worked very hard the first couple of years. I'd got a first in my first few years now, but by the third year I was singing. You know, I couldn't I couldn't stand the students, and I go in for the last exam, see the paper, and I can't do it. I just hadn't done it. I couldn't do it right a single thing, so I sat there. And then this girl just ahead of me with sort of long blonde ringlets and jean shorts and long brown bags, she was scribbling away. And so I thought, I'll write a song. So I started writing Can I Stay With You? And I imagined that she and I were, you know, were boyfriend and girlfriend and, you know, having the usual arguments that the students do. And then we finished the exam. And because I didn't know her, I met her, I think about 2 or 3 weeks later, and we just clicked about that, and I took her to Paris, and we made love by the river, and so I stuck it all in the song, and then she went her way, and I went mine. So that's quite a good song.
Fantastic.
There you go, now you know the only thing I'll ever say. Honey, can I stay with you? Cut my hair, grew it long, played my song and watched the sun. Can I stay with you? Oh, loving you is easy, watching you is nice, but everything I seem to do is wrong. I feel I'm getting older, younger every day, and everything I seem to do is wrong. Cigarettes, magazines, perforated Chinese dreams. Chicken, can I stay with you? Sell the car, sell yourself, touch your toes and count to 12. But listen, can I stay with you? Oh, loving you is easy, watching you is nice, but everything I seem to do is wrong. I feel I'm getting older, younger every day, and everything I seem to do is wrong. I recall a summer night, making love by river light. Can I stay with you? Maybe not, maybe now, doesn't matter anyhow, but listen, can I stay with you? Oh, loving you is easy, watching you is nice, but everything I seem to do is wrong. I feel I'm getting older, younger every day, and everything I seem to do is wrong.
That's actual magic.
It's beautiful.
That you've just done a little spell there. That's actual magic, Nick. Thank you. Who knows when this madness is going to end? But do you have a plan? You say you want to do like a best of. Is that kind of the next project?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but Because people keep saying, "Oh, when are you going to do a new album?" I've done enough bloody albums with Liberty Bias. You know, I've never even seen a royalty check in my life.
Wow.
Never.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of advances there, but and so I just think, no, you know, fuck them. I've got enough good songs, really good songs, they're as good as that.
Yeah.
To make an album, and maybe if I could do it, I'd do it in New York, but I might just do it myself here on the guitar in Langley, you know. With a double bass and just do it that way.
Wait, hang on, which Langley are you?
Because I mean, things are changing now.
Which Langley? You're not in Langley near Slough, are you?
Langley here. Yeah.
Are you in Langley?
Well, I'm actually in Horton.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Not Langley, but I'm in Horton.
Right. Okay. Because I grew up in Slough, then I moved to Farnham Common. I'm in Aylesbury now, but my kids live in Windsor, so just down the road from you. What I'm saying is, can you look after my kids for me, because they're a pain in the arse?
Yeah, no worries. I'm very good with children. They do what I say, no problem.
How funny. My mum worked at Langley Grammar School.
Because I've had them on the ski slopes and everywhere and in classes. And
Nick, when this
They're what makes the world go around, aren't they, really?
Oh, God. My boys are 10 and 8, and they are magic, and Catherine's girls are a very similar age, a little bit older. And that's what it's about. Mm. You know, forget us old farts. You know, we're irrelevant now. They're the future. Let's try and clean everything up as much as we can for them. Nick,
how old are yours?
Mine are... Oh, God.
One's about to turn 9.
Yeah, and one's just turned 12.
So Kath's got 2 girls, I've got 2 boys, so 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Babies. Little babies.
You've got all the best years to come.
How old are yours, Nick? Yours, I would imagine, are a little
bit
older.
You've got all the best years to come. Yeah, you know, they are. The boy's 30 now. And Ellie, you need to be looking at her on YouTube because she's very pretty. She's 24 and Georgie's 26.
Okay.
She lives in Australia. She was rowing for Australia.
Wow.
And now she's cycling for Australia.
Blimey. Nick, it's so lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for, you know, getting in contact via Facebook.
No worries.
You're welcome to come on anytime you want. Anytime you want, we'd love to have you back. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Be banging on the... Yeah. I've just written this song. Could you just...
Do it!
We would love that.
Come anytime you want to come on, Nick. You have my details. Come on.
I don't do that. I don't... You know, I toured with Leonard Cohen and we were really close. I mean, he was telling me stuff, but he didn't tell anybody. And never saw him again. No, never thought to phone him or anything. I don't keep up with people. I just do my own thing, really. Anyway, it's been really nice. You want that's enough, isn't it?
No. If you want, you offered. Yes, I'd like another song, please.
Which one?
He's got to think.
I'll play Deeper Tones of Blue.
You play it. That sounds fantastic. Thank you, mate. That'll be lovely. Go on.
There's a website, an English website, and the guy in it, he writes about Stanislas, and he says, I'm not going to make all the normal lazy comparisons, but I'm just going to tell you that there's a song on Stanislas called which is the most beautiful song in the world.
Wow.
And he's right, of course. It isn't. Because... he said modestly, I wrote it. I'd just been kicked out. I was just about to be kicked out of France, you know, because I wouldn't do the military service. I was busking in Saint-Tropez, and I finished the busking and I climbed up this hill in Beaugumont at night, and the bloody song just came to me, just whoof, in one hit, lyrics, mute, everything, the whole lot in one go. Your lips are slightly warm and cling like a summer wind. I'd like to lose myself in you. I'd like to love you if that means anything. And watch your eyes turn deeper tones of blue. I'd like to stroll along the seashore of your mind and whisper all my secrets to the breeze. I'd watch the silver seagull pity below through the air and plunge into a century of sea. I'd like to love you if that means anything. Watch your eyes turn deep and tones blue. The girl lay silent as a rain-washed grave. Not a sound she made, not a sign she gave. And the man hung his head in despair, and he watched the golden sunlight ripple through her. I'd like to love you if that means anything, and watch your eyes turn deeper towards the blue. I'd like to love you if that means anything, and watch your eyes turn deeper towards the blue.
Goosebumps. I mean, actual goosebumps. That's magic, Nick. That is magic. It's so nice to meet you, mate. Thank you. It's a real joy. Well, you're welcome back anytime. And I'm going to bother you. I'm going to keep in touch with you.
Yeah, no, do. Because I won't keep in touch with you.
Thank you, mate.
No, it's lovely. You're quite nice. And the lovely Catherine there as well.
Well, thank you, Nick.
Who is the loveliest, would you say, Nick?
I know I switched you on.
Who is the loveliest out of the both of us, would you say?
It's very hard because you've faded Catherine's face, so I can't see it. I can see your face, but I can't see her.
It's done on purpose.
We're going to let you go so we don't see the embarrassing how do you turn this off thing. We're going to let you turn it off in your own time. It's lovely to meet you, Nick. Take care.
Okay,
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
It's absolute pleasure. There is never a good way to end a Zoom meeting.
Especially when you crotch height.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.